The battle of the sexes continues, but this time on the road. According to traffic police in Hangzhou and Wenzhou cities in Zhejiang province, female drivers are safer on the road than their male counterparts. China's roads probably will be a safer place if we had more female-like drivers on the street. Okay, guys, what is going on? How did these statistics come into being?
Okay. Actually, what happened was on March the 8th, which is the International Women's Day, traffic police of Hangzhou, a city in eastern China's Zhejiang province, wrote on social media that female drivers were involved in far fewer accidents than their male counterparts, although women made up about 36% of all drivers. They accounted for just over one-tenth of all accidents reported in the city. The police added just 3.2% of all drunk drivers were women. And at the same time, Wenzhou, another city in Zhejiang, traffic police released a similar set of data. They say that among 1,000 accidents show that drivers with fewer than 3 years of experience, male drivers were responsible for 9 out of every 10 cases. However, the article did say that female drivers were more likely to scratch their cars because of their penchant for inappropriately high heels or their susceptibility to being distracted by children in the back seat.
Young high heels.
Yeah, I have a problem with that. But no. I'm very good, actually.
Yes.
I'm such a superb driver. I should be wearing that badge, and I'm going to be flashing it in your face, Ryan.
In your face.
And all guys, I am such a good driver, and
yeah.
I do not wear high heels when I'm driving.
Yeah.
You're playing with your life and other people's lives, too. So
well
be safe. So, yeah, sometimes I don't think it's that pretty when I'm wearing a fitted dress, and I think I should be wearing heels. That's the right thing that goes with the outfit. But when you're driving, I will change into flat shoes or trainers.
Ooh, nice habit.
Yeah.
I think it's necessary to do that. Thanks.
Playing it right. But, so as I understand from some of our research here, in China, new female drivers have a nickname, and that is female devil behind the wheel.
What?
I know. Oh, God. Whoever said that, run away, because Hyog's coming for you with her heels. But anyways, so basically what this is attributing to in many times why female drivers maybe have more problems than their male counterparts is, let's talk about some of the physical reasons. Because of height difference, female drivers used to sit more close to the wheel. It narrows the field of vision, stopping them from noticing those potential risks. So if you're scooting up closer to the window, then your peripheral vision isn't seeing as much on the side. Could be dangerous. A lack of intuition of the size of the car. So sometimes, and you can imagine maybe with some of these scratches, maybe a lady doesn't understand how big her car is and overcompensates when she's trying to, you know, pull out of a parking space and something happens. And then one of the other things is the psychological influences, which I want to get your guys' 2 cents on this, because it says females are easier to become angry. We all know that. Just kidding, ladies. Tired, nervous, or panic. So actually, out of all of these, I disagree. Because I know my dad and all of these things, he definitely is. Except panicking. I do think that more often than not, guys are able to handle crisis or panic situations where you have to act right then and there. And I only say this because, you know, some of the women in my family, I love them to pieces, but I know, like, if my mom and my sister, when she was learning to drive, my sister would be in the driving seat, my mom would be in the passenger seat, and I'd be in the back seat. But my mom was like, Dominic, look out. And she'd be like, oh, mom, and start, you know, taking her hands off the wheel. And I'm like, Dominic, hands on the wheel. These kind of situations. What do you think?
Yeah, but
Young shaking her head.
You know, it's not making sense to me, these data about female drivers maybe less sensitive about driving skills. Because I think, you know, we even can be a very good female pilot or even an astronaut, not to mention driving a car. That's very natural for us to do, even though as a female driver, I scratched a tree once before, knocked into a, you know, trash can.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so you've done those
But
things.
I am safer driver. I think.
That trash can had it coming. You know what I mean?
It's not your fault, Lil Min. It's the trash can's fault.
Exactly.
But it's interesting when you say women are still safer drivers.
No.
How do you define safer? Is it not killing people?
Oh, me. Okay, so a Hangzhou traffic police officer surnamed Chen told Sixth Tone that female drivers are more cautious and careful behind the wheel. Despite maybe a strong conviction that among men they are the more skilled drivers, this guy didn't think so, this police officer. What he said, and makes sense to me, to answer your question, what really makes things safer when driving is basically driving carefully. And he said, women tend to just be the more careful, cautious drivers. And I totally agree, you know? Just because, you know, I describe my sister and my mom, both very cautious drivers, but sometimes prone to panic, where my dad is the lead foot and has his head out the window. Come on! Go faster! This kind of person. So maybe not the safest kind of driving.
Yeah, and I think that's reflected in the figures, actually. So it seems like women are, well, okay, let's look at the figures then.
At least we are not road killers, you know? Safety is the priority, actually. In Beijing, statistics from the Beijing Transportation Bureau showed death toll in accidents caused by female drivers was 1/50th of that caused by male drivers. So you can see that male drivers are actually
road killers.
Yeah. You know, this is interesting because I did some research in the U.S. And, you know, this kind of stigma that maybe female drivers aren't as competent as their male counterparts is also in the U.S. And so I got some research here, but I would ask everyone to take research with a grain of salt because it's very limited. It's very framed for certain things. So let's talk about a 2011 study from the University of Michigan that analyzed 6.5 million car crashes in the U.S. between 1998 and 2007. Female drivers were found to be involved in 68.1% of all crashes, according to the Daily Mail. The results are especially surprising given that men were found to drive 60% more of the time, while women only drive 40% of the time. Lead researcher, Dr. Michael Civic, said they expected to find the male-to-male crashes would account for 36.2% of accidents. Female-to-female would be 15.8%, 15.8%, and male-to-female would be 48%. Now, this is something I want to take a minute to talk about. First of all, there's less women driving. So I think there's less women getting experience behind the wheel. And I think this kind of also does a number for self-confidence. When the world or the U.S. is kind of telling you, you should have your man drive. I don't think that's right. You know, that hurts people's confidence. But let's talk about this one part, the male-to-male, the female-to-female. So the male-to-male, what they actually found out was 31% of all car crashes, right? Female-to-female was 20%, okay? And male-to-female was 47%. So the biggest percentage was male-to-female.
Exactly. Okay?
No, but the smallest percentage was female-to-female, and then also very small was male-to-male. What I think is really interesting, and we've talked about it in the past, is that men and women think differently. And the highest percentage of crashes tends to be, at least in this survey, between males and females, which I also think might bring on this kind of stigma from guys. You know, guys are like, oh man, she crashed into me. You know, but actually it's just the fact that maybe these kind of crashes are happening on a higher percentage between males and females because of how we think and react in different situations. But then when you have two female drivers, it's often a lower percentage. And in fact, in this, the lowest percentage.
That's interesting to analyze traffic accidents according to gender difference. And I think it's actually something It's beyond stigma. It's almost something that people naturally buy into, which is false these days, that Chinese female drivers have such a bad reputation. Often there is such strong prejudice that I wonder how much of it is being exaggerated, how much of it is just people seeing from maybe one incident and it blows up in your mind in some way. Yeah. And I did a little bit of digging this morning when we were researching this topic, and I was appalled by one thing.
Yes.
As I went to Baidu.com, so China's biggest search engine, I typed in 女司机, so female drivers, because I wanted to look up some statistics. And the entries came out were all stuff like female driver gets beaten up.
Yeah,
female
the media
driver
just paints
stupid.
That picture.
Female driver caused one person dead. Female driver, so laughable. What is she doing here? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then when I typed in male drivers to look up some more statistics, it was all male drivers beating up female driver. She deserved it. Male driver.
Well, probably nothing like that. But yeah, like a point where it's just like when it's a male driver, sometimes it's just referred to as a driver. But
a
when it's
driver.
When it's a female driver, I do agree with you. Many times in the media, they'll be like, female driver crashes into blah. And you're like, okay, was it necessary to specify the gender of the driver when you don't do it so much for males?
Exactly. So after looking up those two different entries, and then it just seems like people's general perception or the previous searches have been such strongly gender biased, and I was quite shocked by that. And that's why I think today's figures come in very handy. Can we say now that actually females are just better drivers?
I think it's just silly to kind of put something like this on a gender and say, like, your driving capabilities rely on what genitalia you have and how you think. No. Men and women are capable of doing so many things, and I don't think that's limited to their gender. And I would say this, too, because we've listed some, you know, surveys and whatnot that might make you think female drivers are bad drivers, but I also can give you the other side, because there's always two sides to an issue, folks. A 2004 study found almost the complete opposite of what I had mentioned in about this other survey. According to The Guardian, Scottish researchers said 94% of accidents causing death or bodily harm involved male drivers when they did a survey. Also, looking at a CBS survey, or was on the CBS site, a news organization. They said men are 3.4 times more likely than women to get a ticket for reckless driving, and 3.1 times as likely to be cited for drunk driving, according to a study by Quality Planning, a research firm that works for insurance companies. Women on average, as is what the study said, women on average are less aggressive and more law-abiding drivers, and that attributes to them having fewer accidents. Of the men surveyed by MetLife, another survey, only 39% claimed male drivers were safer, but 35% of men didn't know which gender to pick. So there's actually quite a few percentage in this survey, at least, of men that actually are open to saying, well, I don't know who's the better driver.
Oh, that's interesting. Maybe these people are a little bit more open-minded than these Chinese internet users that I looked up those results from.
Yeah, and something else. Oh, sorry. Just a quick thing I wanted to say, too, is also, if you don't believe me on the statistics I just mentioned, if you're looking to get auto insurance in the U.S. and you're a male under 25, you're looking to pay more than your female counterpart, because the amount of DWIs, which is drinking while driving type accidents, and reckless driving and not wearing seatbelts, skyrockets it for guys, for drivers that are male under 25, whereas females are more law-abiding.
Yeah, I guess we're a little bit more responsible.
But one credit we should give to men, the male drivers, is they may have more knowledge about automotive. the autos. Mm. The poll showed that more men are familiar with the current safety equipment, such as electronic stability control, which helps prevent rollover accidents. And also, I guess, normally these kind of knowledge would help men to help women to fix their cars.
Oh, yeah, that does sound quite nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also I think when we talk about accidents or deaths on the road caused by automobiles, maybe it's more useful to look at how many years of experience of driving you have as opposed to gender differences, as I think the figure of accidents goes down as people's age goes up, as you become more experienced drivers. And one last thing I want to say is, yes, I absolutely agree with Liu Mian that the guy, it's not always the guy, but more often than not, it is the guy to know more about the car. And if he can fix the car, that's super hot. And for me, when I see the guy can drive like confidently and safely, I think that's really hot too.
Yo, what's up, babe? You want me to fix your car and drive you somewhere? Yeah.
Reckless driving and road rage, that's super unattractive on male and female. So let's try to make it a little bit of a happy place, friendly place. Don't treat other people on the street as your enemies, as we should be able to coexist peacefully on the busy roads in China.
Exactly.
Thank you. You are listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Liu Min.